The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer, around the country, around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. Frankie Five Boroughs in the house. Big Al is here. Debbie, thanks. I guess we had a little glitch. You know, we have a brand new soundboard, which I've been whining about. We need a new soundboard. The second we put the new soundboard in, now everything goes awry. So we sorry, Debbie was kind of low there. So we'll try to get that back to normal. And we appreciate you calling. I'm going to the calls momentarily, 877-970-2999. Then we're going to talk to a true legend, one of the great guys in entertainment, not to mention one of the most talented individuals on stage, on screen, on television. Alan Alda will join us live. He's got a new podcast, by the way, that you might want to check out, Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. But you know what? Before I go to the calls, Frankie Five Boroughs, I'm looking, see everybody now, this whole blackface thing, and all the headline news. You know, by the way, there's a prayer breakfast in Washington. The president's going to speak momentarily. We'll let you know about that in Washington. But now everybody's going about the blackface in Virginia and the mess that's happening in Virginia. And then Joy Behar. And, you know, Joy opened for me, and I know her, and I have no animus toward or hate toward anybody. I really don't, but Joy dressed as a black woman for Halloween, and I'm looking at the picture. She looks better as a black gal than a white gal.
Well,
can
I guess
say
she
that?
Was, she
Is
was,
it okay to say that?
That's fine with me. She was 29 years old at the time, right? So she was much younger.
But it doesn't look. So she put a light black skin. But I guess now she's going to get into trouble now. For
Yes. Because this is the era for getting people in trouble for things they did or said 30 years ago. This is where we are now.
Oh, man. Can't make that up. Madeline, you have been holding for the longest time. I apologize for that. Before we go to Mr. Alda, Madeline, you have the airwaves. What is on your mind, my dear?
Thank you very much. No, you often mention the lynching in New Orleans and the jail of the Italians, that they ran into the jail and they lynched a bunch of people. You never mentioned Sacco and Vanzetti.
Yeah, good point. Good point. You're right.
They got lynched for their political ideas, which weren't too popular then. They're popular now, though.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you, Madeline. Thanks for bringing that up. And you're right. Well, the Italians have been vilified for centuries. And to this day, you don't think it was like prejudice? Hey, Joe, you're Italian. You're in the mob. You know, it always ends up with that. But we end up laughing it off and just not taking it too seriously. But it, what we went through, it's not just Italian, but Latino Americans too, and every ethnic group, what you go through, you could either start legislation, you can complain about it, you can whine about it. The Italian-American community just worked harder. But there were some vicious crimes toward the Italian-Americans, and we just always seem to deal with it and not complain about it, which I'm – and you know, I think – is that right, though? Is it right? It doesn't make right the prejudice that is out there that we must deal with. And we appreciate you calling to 877-970-2999. Let me – can I – we have – you know, I want to make sure we go to Mr. Alda when he's here because, Frankie, you'll let me know as soon as he –
Yeah, we should have him about less than a minute.
Great. Let me get Ann then in Long Island. Thank you, Frankie. Ann, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, Joe. I was just thinking, years ago, my husband and I used to have Halloween parties every year.
Yeah.
All the people who came dressed as something that they were not. They might come as a Hawaiian, as a Mexican, as a police officer, as a beachcomber, black, white. They would come as a Sonny and Cher. What's the big deal about dressing up if you're not doing anything disrespectful?
Well, Ann, I understand, and it's a good question. And I don't know, because people have called me Dago and Guinea and WAP, and you know, you just deal with it. But when, I guess you're a politician, this is the problem I have. And to answer your question, I'm speaking personally. When you wear blackface, I don't know why you would, just to dress up as a, you know, black person in a black, and then be next to a picture of somebody in the Ku Klux Klan. That's a little unsettling to me. And am I being a bleeding heart? Am I being too sensitive? And if you're a politician and it's on your homepage, first, what my question is, why didn't they get after this governor when the abortion thing happened? That they let that go, and they're more concerned about this. But the fact of the matter is, the guy's he's the governor, and was he in the Ku Klux Klan outfit, or was he a black? Either or, it should just not be able to retain his governorship, I think, in my opinion. But am I too sensitive? And maybe you're right. Maybe we are too sensitive. But this is nuts. Look, I talk to you. We love everybody. This is crazy. Put aside the divide. And not only is it whether you're dressing up as one person and the other person, it's your political divide. We're getting too crazy. We are all in this together. And I want to just do the airways, embrace you and love you and hug you. We're going to get through it. Please, put aside the divide. You know, Alan Alda is a man I've had immense respect for, as we all have. Legendary actor. He has a new podcast called Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. And here's a great Italian-American and a guy from Jersey. I'm just saying. Mr. Alda, what an honor to have you on the show, sir. Hello, Alan.
Hi, how are you? Great to talk to you.
Are you okay? We are so excited that you are here, Alan. Thank you for calling. And congratulations on this new podcast, Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. What's that about, man?
It's about what you were just talking about. I was so interested to hear what you were saying for the last few seconds because... It's about relating and communicating with one another, regardless of how we might disagree. In fact, the first episode that we did last summer was with Sarah Silverman, who tells this amazing story about how somebody insulted her with a one-word insult, the worst thing you can call a woman.
Yeah.
And instead of fighting back, instead of blocking him or taking off after him, she looked up his profile and found out he was in pain, and she wrote him back and said, "You must be in a lot of pain. That's why you're so angry." They started communicating. She found out he had been abused as a child. She got him free therapy.
Whoa!
And now they're friends, and he's changed his life, and they're communicating all the time. Isn't that an amazing story?
Oh, it's a beautiful story. And my mantra, Alan Alda, is put aside the divide. I don't care what you believe in. I may believe one way. You may believe the others. Have you ever seen it crazier than it is nowadays, Alan Alda?
I never have. And here's what we keep forgetting. And, you know, it's not just conversations, not just yelling at the television screen at someone you think is the devil, which is not true. We're all in the same country together. But at family gatherings, at Thanksgiving and theaters, Uncle Bill suddenly is no longer Uncle Bill. He's the devil because he has a different opinion.
It's so true. You know, Al, I have to thank you being the great actor that you are. And when we watch Alan, there is a comfort level. And you make us all feel good.
Oh, well, that's nice. Thank you. I'm like mashed potatoes.
Yeah. You are so funny, man. You're the mashed potatoes. No, I didn't mean it like that, Alan. I meant you just.
Well, comfort food that makes you fat and happy.
Well, whatever. When we watch it, there's a comfort level. So we're watching Ray Donovan, one of my favorite shows, and what a great surprise. And you come on, and I mean, with all that great talent and with those riveting storylines, and then you came on as the character Ray Donovan's psychiatrist. That is brilliant. How did that happen? They came to you and they said, we want you to play.
They called me up and said, you want to do it? And I said, yeah, because Liev Schreiber and I worked together a few years ago on Broadway, and we love working together. And I had such a good time on Ray Donovan. And now we're going to start. We haven't shot it yet. I haven't even seen any scripts. We're going to start doing more episodes where I work with him as a psychiatrist. And this is a guy who really needs help. I don't think I'm going to be too successful at it.
The last episode, and please turn this off if you don't want to hear. Last episode, when he makes the call to you and you pick the phone up, you know, I have to ask you this, you're one of the most talented guys in the world now, but how do you, and I always use the word patience on film, the friends that I have that are great film actors and the way you command the presence on film, where does the patience come from? How do you relax? I mean, how did you learn that, or is that just a natural craft of yours, Alan Alda?
Well, thank you for the compliment, but to the extent that's true, I learned it, and I learned it in very specific ways. I was doing a play with Mike Nichols, directing, and he said, "You think relating is the icing on the cake. It's not. It's the cake." And that stuck in my head all these years, and I've learned how to relate better. And by relating, I mean to really be aware of the other actor so that you let the other actor in and you respond like a leaf in the wind. You just, whatever the other actor makes you do by how they say what they say, that's how you respond. And that's different from saying, I got this part, I have these lines, here's how I'm going to say them no matter what the other person does. It's being in the moment with the other person, to dance with the other person. And that's what I'd learned is the basis of communicating with other people. It changed my life. And that led me to teach 15,000 scientists and doctors to communicate better. We have a center for communication at Stony Brook. And it led to the podcast, which is called Clear and Vivid, because that's what we're trying to help people be.
Yeah.
And on the podcast, I talk to really interesting, famous people like Sarah, who have stories to tell that really give us insight into how to relate to one another better. And today, 2 days ago, we put up a podcast with me and the other members of the MASHcast, and we get together and talk about how we learn to relate on the set. And that really changed my life a lot. And it's a funny podcast because there are about five of us in the conversation. And we're just like we were on the MASH set, sitting around in the chairs waiting for the next shot, where all we did was make each other laugh by making fun of one another. As soon as anybody gets serious, you'd knock them down with a joke. You know? And we do that for an hour on this show, on this podcast, which was so much fun to return to that kind of behavior again.
You know, how intimate is it, too? Now, the podcast is audio. Is it mostly audio, or do you have some video components
to it? It's all audio. You just listen to it. It's like a radio show.
Alan, how about that, how intimate it is? As we speak now, and I have the privilege and the honor of speaking with Alan Alda, and then we're on there, and I'm telling you, this, to me, I've learned. I'm on my sixth year, actually, of this journey, Alan, and it's the most it's the most intimate medium, isn't it, though? You could connect with people like on no other medium on the radio, yes?
I know. I agree. There's something about it. I think you have to listen harder. Like when we're talking now, we have to listen a little harder because we don't have one another's face to get information from. You know, it's all in the voice.
Yeah.
So the tone of voice, all of that is important. And I think we squeeze all our attention into our ears, and we're really paying more attention to one another.
Yeah.
And when you listen to it at home, you're hearing, you can imagine, you apply the visual through your imagination, so you're participating in a way that you don't when everything is done for you when you watch a movie.
Yeah. Alan, you're very gracious with your time. Please stay with us if you can. And again, I want to tell everybody about what is happening at Stony Brook, the Alan Alda Center for Communicating Science. Just to go back to that for a second, Alan, if I may, how do you teach scientists how to communicate? This is very, very exciting, Alan.
It is. I love science, and I want to understand it more. And I can't understand it if they talk in jargon or don't relate to me and explain things to me in ways that matter to me. You can't tell somebody something. You can't explain something to them if you tell them things they don't care about.
Yeah.
So that's what we teach them, and we teach them to relate. We teach them communicating by starting with improvisation exercises.
God, Alan, Alfonso Joseph D'Abruzzo, we love it. You make Italians proud. You make Americans proud. We love you, Alan Alda. Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. You have to check out this podcast. What an honor to chat with you, sir. Would you please come back, Alan?
I'd love to. It was great talking with you.
Thank you, sir. Alan Alda right there. Thank you so much. Alan Alda, the name of the podcast is Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. Talk about when I – it's so funny when he said he's like mashed potatoes. But when you see Alan Alda on screen, am I right or wrong? There's a comfort level. You can't get enough of Alan Alda. And what a joy to have Alan on the show. And, again, Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. And he lived in Bergen County for many, many years, Debbie. Well, right? He was like – we all heard about Alan Alda. He lives in Jersey. We were so proud of that. As well, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, amazing guy. I mean, what an actor, too. Like, the way he said he related to the other actor, too. So interesting.
Yeah, it's amazing. His patience on film. Hey, Debbie Duhame's out there 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Checking traffic on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe, if you're taking a ride to the northbound New England Thruway, you're slowing down as you get up toward the area of Pelham Parkway. It looks like you have a bus fire over there. That's the problem. Whitestone Bridge is very busy into Queens. Watch out for construction there. And you're still seeing delays on the Harlem River Drive southbound into the 150s with a stalled car. It's kind of busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Richmond Avenue. A disabled truck is in the center lane, inbound side of the GWB 10. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 25. Holland about 25. 287 northbound getting up through Morristown, an accident there to deal with. And on the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lane south at 9. Watch out for an accident right on that ramp. Traffic is still slowing down southbound Thruway down by the Tappan Zee Bridge and 9A heading southbound into Mount Pleasant. It's an accident on that ramp getting right into the Taconic. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Edible Arrangements. This Valentine's Day, Edible Arrangements remind you to show you care with fresh strawberries, hand-dipped in delectable chocolate or with one of their signature arrangements. When you feel love, share love. Visit your local edible store or edible.com to order today. Available for pickup or delivery.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 921 right now. Are you ready to celebrate? Next week, February 11th to 15th, marks the annual celebration of what? Court reporting. One of the most in-demand and lucrative careers in our area. Did you know that? I learned this from Mr. Chuck Callahan from Plaza College. We love Chuck. He's a great, great guy. Now he tells us that the National Court Reporters Association's Court Reporting and Captioning Week is dedicated to bringing awareness to the professions of court reporting and captioning in approximately 5,000 and growing job openings that need to be filled in the field, you know? Did you know that both court reporters and captioners do vital and exciting work like capturing history and the official record for important proceedings and providing real-time captioning for broadcasts and other events for millions of Americans who are deaf or hard of hearing? Plaza College, located in Forest Hill, Queens, has the only court reporting program in New York City. We will be celebrating the week with a number of exciting and informative events. All right? If you'd like to learn more about the profession or the program at Plaza College or how to participate, please call 718-509-6399. Plaza College, 718-509-6399. Or visit, please, plazacollege.edu.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion. There is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe, on the radio. Good morning. You know what? You got 5 minutes. Look at me. I'm going to give you the 9:30. Oh, You know what? I love you. I got to give you more than 5 minutes. All right. Look at this. It's 9:23 right now. I'm going to give you the 9:30. But this is the opportunity for you to get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Love Route 22 Toyota. You know why? You don't got to deal with dummies. When you go buy a car, how many times you deal with a dummy? Right. Right. You don't have to deal with any of that. And you can get low lease offers from Mr. Alex Kinsella, the general manager. 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now, Alex wants you to experience a smart way to service. 855-621-9949. Look, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. You have to check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You got to go to the largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of New Jersey. This is Route 22 Toyota, and Iggy is there, and Chester, and Carmelo, and Alex himself is there. Shoya, this is a great family. Wendy, Chris, and Johnny. 855-621-9949. All you got to do is say, I heard you on the Piscopo show. I want my free multi-point inspection. I want my free oil change. I want my free filter. You don't got to say it like this, but you can. Or you could go like this. Joey sent me. If you know, you should try that, by the way. 855-621-9949. Just say this. Joey sent me. Yeah, they're going to know exactly what you're talking about. You got to get over to Route 22 Toyota, located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 925. Vito Vasella is former Republican congressman representing Staten Island in Brooklyn. Vito, nice to have you back on the show. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Joe. Good morning.
Oh, wow. Where are you? Are you like driving in the car somewhere?
Yes, I am. I'm with about 6 million other people on the Gowanus Expressway heading to the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel.
God bless you.
That's the daily life of somebody from Staten Island commuting to Manhattan. But the silver lining is I get to listen to you and just heard the great Alan Alda. It was wonderful to,
yeah, how about
to hear
that?
The two of you chat.
Yeah, you know what? You forget how Italian he is. I hate to lean on that. Forgive me, you're listening. I know they go, Joe, I feel out of it if I'm not Italian. Well, but he's Italian as Italian could be. He makes Italians proud, right, Vito?
Well, a guy named Vito could appreciate that a little bit, I guess.
Wait, Vito, is your name Vito or Vitaliano? Vitaliano is your name?
Vito is in the town of San Vito, which is in southern Italy, in Calabria.
Oh, wonderful. I love that, man, because I like the name Vitaliano, you know, and Vito Piscopo. I wanted to name one of my kids Vito. So, yeah, it's a great name. You're absolutely right. Hey, Vito Fasella, give us your breakdown of President Trump's State of the Union address, sir.
You know, a little piggyback on what Alan Alda had to say, you know, on communication. And I think that we're at a time where people can really just step back and understand the other side. So I'm going to combine the two situations. One is the speech itself, which I think what stood out to me was the message I think the president had that was greatness. Whether the country should aspire to greatness, individuals, businesses, and then I sort of embraced that. And the other side, I think, is drifting towards more and more towards socialism. So if we look to where we want to go, do we want to go to greatness or do we want to go to socialism? I choose greatness for all. I think the polls that came across the next 24 hours after the State of the Union, most Americans felt that the president delivered the right message. Now, for me, to be candid, speeches are speeches. The results that matter most. So let's see what happens. I hope Republicans and Democrats can work together for the good of the people. And then the other aspect or the other issue I want to bring up was what's going on in the state of Virginia. And I believe we're a new day where we're starting to destroy people for things, maybe innocent mistakes, maybe the imperfections of mankind that they did 20, 30, 40 years ago. And I think it'd be a nice time to take a step back and say, you know what? Somebody did a dumb thing 20 or 30 years ago. Is it really going to, you know, are we at a point we want to destroy somebody for that? Sometimes, yes. But I think too often it's always yes. And I don't know. I think the ability for people to just to step back and reflect and move forward in a positive way is what this week should be all about.
Yeah. Interesting, though, going back to the president's speech, you know, as great of an orator as President Obama was, the TV ratings for President Trump's speech were higher than any of President Obama's addresses. Pretty interesting, because I thought that he executed as well. That is his performance. He is a master showman, President Trump is. But he and again, politics aside here, Vito, because you sat through. Did you sit through, by the way, just as an aside with my ADD, forgive me. Did you sit through the Bill Clinton long speech? Were you there? Oh, you were sitting there the whole time? Oh, were you looking at your watch? Come on.
Many of Bill Clinton's speeches, and I respected Bill Clinton, although he was another party. I dealt with him on a one-to-one level when there were issues that we could work together. And I think that's sort of what changed. I think in terms of the ratings, what happened, I think what highlighted here was that, you know, you're not invited, the State of the Union's postponed. I think that drove up the interest in the State of the Union
itself. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah.
And creating better ratings, if you will.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Hey, locally, Vito, any favorites in the race for public advocate for the city of New York?
You know, I kind of like, I know Eric Ulrich from Queens very well. Sure. He's a good public servant, a good guy. I think if somebody looks at, you know, I'm not a big fan of the role of public advocate. I think it's superfluous, frankly. But if you get, as long as you have it, you want somebody who's going to be a check on the powers that be and be an ombudsman for the citizens of New York. So, you know, I'll be voting for Eric. He's taken some positions that I think are consistent with mine, like congestion pricing, for example, that's being debated. I think it's a tax on a lot of out-of-borough residents, citizens paying more to coming to Manhattan. If I'm not mistaken, Eric is the only candidate running for public advocate that I'm aware of that opposes congestion pricing. Could be maybe one or two minor ones. But those are the things that you sort of stand up and say, where do you stand on the issues that matter? And the ones that matter to me, at least it relates to the public advocate's office, I would support Eric.
All right. Vito Fisella right there, a former congressman representing Staten Island and Brooklyn. And we always appreciate you being with us, Vito. I'm sorry you're in traffic there. Did you have that? You listen to Debbie. We'll have Debbie do a personal call to you, right?
I was listening to Debbie. Well, I was going to get my mobile app and phone in and talk about the disabled. You know, it reminds me about 30 years ago, a friend of mine said, you know, if there isn't a jackknife trailer on the Gowanus Expressway by 7:30, I think the law says you must put one there. And that's sort of where we're at right now.
I know. Listen, we appreciate you checking in, Vito. We'll see you out there soon, my friend. Thanks so much.
You got it, Joe. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
All right, Vito Fisella, 9:31 right there. Piscopo in the morning. You know, I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999. Looking through, you know what? We can go to the phone calls after Al does the news. So you're welcome to call and weigh in on everything that's happening this morning. Love to hear from you. You are the reason that we are here on the radio. 877-970-2999. Big Al standing by as he dutifully does every morning with the headline news live and local at 9:32 on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
41 degrees at 9:32. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Ozzy Osbourne is back in the hospital after reportedly suffering complications from the flu. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee's wife and manager, Sharon Osbourne, said on Twitter he was admitted to the hospital earlier this week because doctors believe that was the best way to achieve a speedy recovery. Last week, Osbourne forced to postpone his entire UK and European tour due to a severe upper respiratory infection. His No More Tours 2 tour is scheduled to resume March 9th in Sydney, Australia. NASA teaming up with the European Space Agency to test a planetary defense system. The goal is to try and knock an asteroid off course. In this case, it's a rock dubbed Didymoon, one the size of the Great Pyramid, about 7 million miles away. It's not a threat to Earth, but if an asteroid of similar size were to hit the planet, it could cause some serious damage. The first part of the plan involves launching a special probe called DART at the rock sometime in 2021, smashing into the target in 2022. The Europeans will then send a second probe to see how effective the test was. In sports, Nets took a 21-point lead into the fourth quarter, held off the Nuggets 135-130. Tony D'Angelo with the deciding shootout goal as the Rangers rally past the Bruins 4-3 at MSG. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. You're seeing a lot of volume here on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound out through Richmond Avenue. And yes, Vito, it's busy on the eastbound Gowanus. Bumper-to-bumper traffic getting up toward the Prospect. Eastbound BQE up by Atlantic Avenue. Some earlier problems cleared over there. It's kind of busy right now as you head over to the northbound side of the New England Thruway, getting up toward Pelham Parkway, getting reports of some fire department activity at that location. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 20, Holland about 25, and over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the Western Spur South at 15W, a crash there to deal with, and over on 17 South in Paramus, an accident by the Garden State Parkway, 287 North in Morristown, a collision there to deal with, and traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you as you head to 9A southbound, getting down through Mount Pleasant with an accident on the ramp to the Taconic. Partly cloudy today, high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, it's Valentine's Day coming up. You know what? It's Valentine's Day coming up. You're going to forget about it. Don't forget about it. I ordered two weeks ago, man, and I always go to Shari's Berries, and I invite you, instead of getting the same old gift, this is what you got to get. These strawberries are second to none. Remember we had them in the studio the week before last? We were there, and they come in. They're so nicely packed. They are so delicious. They are dipped. Shari's Berries, you can never go wrong with Valentine's Day. Dipped in milk, dark, white, chocolatey goodness for any discerning palate. Topped with decadent topping, chocolate chip. Oh, I had the chocolate chips. I actually ate it. It's so good, you can't resist. Heart and glitter sprinkles, by the way, arrives fresh with a 100% Shari's Berries guarantee. And you can ship them anywhere in the country, right? Now, Valentine's Day. Listen, I'm telling you, you got to get on it right now. Send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now and make this Valentine's really special and do what I did. You add a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Shipped with your Shari's Berries at no extra charge. Great package. I'm going to tell you that from personal experience. This is a great presentation for Valentine's Day. Just go to berries.com, click on the microphone, enter my code Piscopo at checkout, please. It's berries.com. Berries.com. Click on the microphone and enter the code Piscopo.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell Space to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell Space to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo.
Savings for MVP members only.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees a split vote on the left in 2020.
Howard Schultz, former CEO of Starbucks, is going to potentially run for president. Can you say Ross Perot on the left? He will split the vote. Many others are very angry with Mr. Schultz.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
The Orange go for the season sweep against Boston College Saturday in the Dome. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Jim Satterlin and me for Orange pregame at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios.
Yeah, you must be reading my mind because I said to Frank, I'm going to play it. And you did it. You did it.
That is a great loop. That is a great loop, man. I go.
And the funny part is, you did that for exactly a half a second, and I looped it into like 8 seconds of it. It's a great beat. It really is.
That is So when right before we go on the air sometimes, and we're playing a commercial or something, and then Al goes, all right, 30 seconds, Joe, you got Shari's Berries coming up in 30 seconds. And then into the mic as loud as I can, because I know Al's got his headphones, and he's like me. He cranks it up, man, mm-hmm. You know,
well,
cranks
it up.
Yeah, well, we're all deaf, so crank it up. And I go,
I was going to loop it longer, and I said, 5 seconds is enough. I might actually do it for like 30.
If I have a conversation with the ex and it goes down the wrong road, can I steal?
That should be your ringtone. I think that might make that. I might make that my ringtone for you.
That's great.
That is great, honey. How much money do you want? I don't know. I don't know.
You
want to
laugh? I did that. You know Don LaGreca, who works at ESPN. Sure. He did this one sound one day years ago, and I captured it. It is now my ringtone.
Oh,
and every time
terrible.
We talk on the phone, it's the first thing we make is that noise. So great. It's the funniest thing. I'm going to make that my ringtone for Piscopo.
All right, you're ready. I'm honored. I'm in good company there. I'm in good company. So make news. So I'm having a conversation. Hold on. I'm in a conversation and saying, you know, honey, I'd love to be able to do it, but.
Hold on. Let me get this.
He's
5 years old.
We are.
But at least that eatna is not a racist sound, so which is good.
Not yet.
Yeah, well, wait a minute.
That's true. Well, give it another day.
Oh, my God. Was he in blackface when he made that sound? I mean,
wait, what?
Really? I don't know. No, really. That's what he's going to get to, you know? Let me go to Lou. Lou, how are you, Lou? Good morning. What's on your mind, my friend?
Joey, listen, so good to talk to you. And you know, you were talking about, you know, your relatives and our grandparents and everything else. God, did they come from some weird areas of the world? Let's remember that. So people, when they look at us, should remember that our grandparents and our great-grandparents wasn't like they were, you know, on Stryver's Row. But I'd like to bring something up that I really hate about the liberal liberals and the left. Yeah. Do you know, one time I made a really bad investment. I lost money. I was getting bent out. I was blaming the system. I was like a hyped-up Occupy, you know, oh, it's everybody else's fault. And this guy came up to me who had worked himself up this company. He was my best friend's dad. And he said to me, well, you know what the number one lesson of rich people is that they learn from their mistakes. They learn from their mistakes, and they improve themselves. So all I got to say is, guess what? I was in a taxi one day, and an election was happening, and the guy in the cab said, you know what, whoever wins tomorrow, I'm going to be still driving this cab until I get my mechanical license and repair air conditioners. Yeah. That's how you do it in America.
Yeah, it's true. You know, thanks. I appreciate it. We're all in this together. And not to lecture, but to just say from the heart, when I think about it, and I think to allude to your point, how, you know, everybody, we all came from different countries, man, and we come in here illegally. So when we say, and to the point where we've been talking about this morning, well, when you come into America, you should learn the language, and you should learn the laws, and you should learn to be, you should want to become an American. You should be honored. It's a privilege to become. And I think the folks in the caravan that are coming up, that apparently this caravan is every 2 weeks it comes up, and they want to become Americans. It's true, but do it like my grandparents. And those of us who have come here, you know, with folks from another country, I think we're more sensitive to folks that come here into the country in a legal way. But once you're here, and also I think when you come from another country, you're more accepting. That's why I don't understand the divide. I don't understand this division of politics. Like when I saw the president up there, he included everybody, and it was played magnificently at the State of the Union. And again, politics aside, okay, presentation-wise, great. Then I watched Stacey Abrams from Georgia, and by the way, she's very, very good at the podium. She was good. Her presentation was great. But they played that division politics again. If you're this person, that person. And then I'm watching Ocasio-Cortez, right? AOC. I'm watching her, and anybody who's anybody who's not dour like Senator Schumer is these days. I don't know. Chuck used to be a nice guy. I don't know what happened. He got so dour. So when someone's at least young and comes in with some energy like Ocasio-Cortez, but then you hear her talk, that's all she talks about. I can't, a matter of fact, and help me out here, I can't stay with her when she chats, when she says something. If she's talking about a subject matter, I can't stay with her. What's she talking about? Gender this, gender that, white privilege this, white privilege that. All of that's got to stop. But this is my question. Why do they keep voting these progressive socialists in who keep using this racial divide to get votes, whether it's at the border or whether it's the color factor in the United States of America? Why do they keep getting voted in? Because they don't care. If they cared, if those people, those progressives cared, and even Ms. Ocasio-Cortez cared, you know where they would be? They'd be in Chicago. They'd be in Oakland. They'd be in East St. Louis, Illinois. They'd be in St. Louis, Missouri. They'd be in New Orleans. They'd be in Paterson, New Jersey. They would have an all-out assault on helping the 3.6 million black Americans in poverty if they cared. And they're not caring. They would bring manufacturing. They would hammer Nike. They wouldn't applaud Colin Kaepernick. They would say, why are you using this guy as a poster child when you should be making sneakers in Paterson or Oakland or Chicago, the south side of Chicago, Illinois, bringing work, bringing community to these inner cities? Don't these Americans in stressed areas of the country deserve that? So I don't understand, but they keep getting voted in. Look, we lost California. We lost New York. We're losing New Jersey. But thank God that you, and I know you feel the same way, you believe in this country, but don't go down. I refuse to give in. I refuse to give in. I'm not going down. I believe in this country. And in the name of my grandparents, who worked so hard, who struggled to learn. English is a tough language to learn. And that's why I have such empathy for people who come from this country or people that went through indescribably tough times like the black Americans. I have immense respect for that fight to stay in this country, you know. But you got to, I think, be true to America. Don't come here. Don't tell me what law we should have. Don't tell me what religion we should be. Don't call me a name. Don't tell me I'm a racist. Don't tell me I have a privilege because I'm a... Don't you dare tell me that. I work so hard for what I have. What was given to me? Give me a break. We're working hard on this. The divide has got to stop. You got to put aside the divide. We're all in this together. And when you see the politicians create that divide, do not vote for them. Don't vote for them. When you see somebody do a divide like that, don't vote for them like that. We have it in our power to do it like that. Oh my gosh, don't get me started. Hey, it's a 9:45 right now. Frankie Five Boroughs, you know what we got to do? Let me go to my one of our longtime listeners before we go to Frank. I want Frankie to break down the news and forgive us. We've been riffing all over, and we have sound effects that we like to play over stories. There it is. One of those mornings, man. I got to go to Dave in Newark, New Jersey. He's been with us since day number one. Dave, always great to have you with us and an honor to have you on the show, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Man, I feel great. You know, it's always an honor to speak with you and Al and Frank and all the beautiful brothers and sisters of the Joe Piscopo Morning Program. You know, first of all, with two things on my mind briefly, the State of the Union address, it was right on target. If there were ever a message of unity, yep. You know, it was Tuesday night. I didn't even listen to the Democrat response because I knew it was going to be full of demagoguery, and true to form, it was. And on all this political correctness and insensitivity, listen, you know, I have Jewish friends. The very first synagogue I ever visited, I remember calling one of my friends on the phone. I spoke with him, and he says to his wife, "Say, Rose, it's our Schwarze friend." You know, and I wasn't offended. Schwarze means black. You know, it means the color black.
Listen, you gotta stop. Wait, stop the transmission. Wait a minute. And you just kind of laughed at it like that. Oh, but God forbid, you know, you could say it on the radio show here, and you're black, so you could say it, Dave. But, oh, my God, God forbid if someone said that. So you laughed, you chuckled, and you went on, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, man. And the other word they use is goy. All goy means is the nations of the world. And the non-Jews are the goyim, the nations of the world.
But
the problem is you have race demagogues and their followers who have made a career out of dividing us over stupid stuff.
Yeah. You know what? I got to tell you, I ask you this before we break, Dave. So, blackface. You saw somebody in blackface. Does this offend you as a black man, Dave?
In 2019, it absolutely doesn't, because it's a different America than it was back pre-civil rights days.
Yeah.
You know, and what are we going to do? You know, if a white person admires a black singer, you know, and they want to dress like that person for Halloween or go to a party, you know, they're doing it out of love, out of admiration. It's not meant to be mean.
Yeah, there you go, man. Dave, you're one of a kind, my brother. I appreciate it. So, can I call you brother? Or is that racist that I just called
Absolutely.
You my brother? Absolutely. Okay, thank you. Every time I see a black guy walking over, I go, hey, brother, how you doing? I go, oh, I shouldn't have said that because now he thinks I'm patronizing him. Dave, my friend, thank you. You're a great patriot. And it is a privilege to have you listen all the time, Dave. Thank you so much. By the way, I remind you listening that Dave is Muslim. He is conservative. He is black and he is blind, and he's one of the most positive guys I know, and one of the most really amicable, nicest guys I know. And there's a great patriot right there. Frankie, before we break on the news, I'm just trying to look through. It's going to be Virginia all day. Oh, the prayer breakfast. We'll be finding out about the prayer breakfast down there in Washington with the president. Anything else breaking that we
should know
about? Well,
the big story that we're watching is the fact that there has still been no verdict in the El Chapo trial in Brooklyn.
How about that? Excuse me, Mr. Marano. Who mentioned that?
You did. You called that one. I thought this jury would be out for a day, maybe two, before they returned a guilty verdict on almost all of these counts. But so far, that's not happened. And what was amazing to me yesterday is that the jury sent a note fairly early in the day indicating that they wanted to leave at 4:15 and that they were going to be coming back today, which said they knew early on in the day that they were not going to be coming back with a verdict. And on a personal note, I will just share this part with you, is, you know, the press person for the Eastern District of New York sent all the reporters a message saying this. So now he sent it was off the record. And I tweeted that the jury would be leaving at 4:15. OK,
right.
For the subsequent two trial updates that they sent out, in big, bold, capital letters underlined, it says, off the record, don't tweet. You know that.
Oh, wow, man.
They were not pleased that I was tweeting.
You were there. But I said you could never tell. And as brilliant as the summation was by the defense attorney, your friend, right?
Yeah. That you
went to see, as brilliant as that was, it's New York. It's a jury. If there's an element, and like Al was saying earlier, if there's a reasonable doubt, Frankie Fibros, does El Chapo actually have the chance to walk?
I cannot imagine it. But as I said, Jeffrey Lichtman's 3-hour summation was among the best that I've ever seen. So if there was anybody that was skeptical of the government's case, Jeff Lichtman certainly gave them reason to be even more skeptical.
All right. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. It's 9:51. Debbie's been on the roads for you. Mm-hmm. And sorry, Vito Fasella was out there. He got caught in traffic. He was not listening, apparently, or he's in the car. Debbie, thanks for getting us through the morning, and we're wishing you all the best for a great day. How are we doing thus far on this Thursday on AM 970 The Answer, Deb?
Yeah, unfortunately, Vito was on the Gowanus, which is pretty much terrible every morning. So that's just the way it goes. So, Vito, if you're heading still over to the Gowanus, it's still pretty solid up toward the Prospect. A lot of volume BQE East getting up toward Atlantic Avenue. Earlier problems up by Atlantic Avenue cleared. Now, over on the southbound BQE, westbound, you're still slowing down, getting down toward the Brooklyn Bridge. We're seeing volume over on the FDR Drive as well. FDR Drive southbound, very busy, heading down toward the 70s. It looks like you're still seeing some volume here on that Harlem River Drive down through the 150s with an accident still being cleaned up over there as well. Inbound side of the GWB moving along okay now. Lincoln down to 15, Holland about 30. It's still very busy on the New Jersey Turnpike. The Western Spur south of 15W with an accident. And 287 heading north, exit 35 into Morristown. A collision there to deal with as well. Over on 9A southbound, heading right down toward the Taconic. It's an accident in the right lane getting down toward Mount Pleasant. So do prepare for some stop-and-go traffic right through that stretch as well. And if you're going to be taking a ride to the Hudson-Bergen light rail, bypassing Bergen Line Avenue because of some ongoing elevator problems. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer. Believe it or not, spring is just around the corner, so now's the time to get those home projects done so you can spend spring and summer being with your loved ones. Home Advisor makes it so easy to find the right pros for any project. Whether it's a small project like fixing a leaky faucet or a big project like remodeling the whole kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com. Tell them about your project. In just a few seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in the area for the exact job. You can read verified customer reviews, compare prices, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. No matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters cleaned, even a real big job like a new roof, Home Advisor makes it easy to find and hire the very best pros in your area. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started. You're going to love Home Advisor being in your corner. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free Home Advisor app and get started.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and I'm here to tell you that there's no better way to spend the most romantic day of the year than by enjoying some of the best Italian food in Manhattan with your special someone at Giardino d'Oro Ristorante at 5 Gold Street, right by the station here. Giardino d'Oro is authentic, has wonderful service, has a classic intimate setting. Enjoy wine, a gourmet insalata, and classic Italian dishes from the special Valentine's Prefix 4-course dinner menu like ravioli quattro formaggi made with homemade pasta stuffed with gourmet cheeses or the filetto di bronzino served with extra virgin olive oil, fresh herbs, and chopped garlic sauce. Just visit GiardinoDoro.com or call 212-514-6400. Make a reservation or just stop in. It's right by the station. Benny is there. James and Valentino are there. Don't miss Valentine's Day at Giardino d'Oro.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Patchy fog, spotty drizzle to start, otherwise cloudy today, high 47. Occasional rain and drizzle tonight and early tomorrow, along with some fog, low tonight 42. Later tomorrow, becoming increasingly windy as clouds give way to sunshine, the high 55. Temperature will fall to the 40s late in the day. Saturday, sunny, blustery, much colder, high 34. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joey Lundberg. 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. Don't forget Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. Did you check out this MyPillow 4-pack from Mike Lindell? Mike's a great guy. He was at the State of the Union address, by the way. He got invited to go down there, and he's a great patriot. He's a strong man of faith, and he's a great guy, Mike Lindell is. And now he is offering you, listening to AM 970, The Answer, and with Piscopo and Frankie and Alan Debbie, 50% off on two premium MyPillows with two go-anywhere pillows and free shipping. And they're offering their amazing 60-day money-back guarantee to boot. You know, you got nothing to lose. So I'm telling you, this I'm talking to you because I love you. You get Mike's 4-pack offer. We all sleep on MyPillow. Isn't it time you slept out of MyPillow? Over 50% off right now, two premium pillows. Two go-anywhere pillows. Then you get free shipping, and then a 60-day money-back guarantee on this offer only. 800-651-0798. It's 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. If you're driving or if it's a crazy morning for you here at 956 with Joe on the radio, please remember this, MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. 50% off of two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio, Mike Gallagher coming up, Mr. Prager, Dr. Gorka, Kevin McCullough, Larry Elder. We got it all for you on AM 970, The Answer. Love you for listening. Bruce on the radio with Piscopo.
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride and I never went back. Like a river that don't know where it's flowing. I took a wrong turn and I just kept going. Everybody's got a hungry heart.
Everybody's got a hungry heart. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Barrows, thanks for a great show. Always appreciate your hard work.
Thank you, Joe.
Speaking with certainly with Rick Klein, appreciating Keith Ablo and Vito and Kevin, but Alan Alda, I think we all agree, is such a special guy. Oh. Please remember this if you would. Thank you for that, Frankie. A Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. Just Google Alan Alda. Check out his new podcast, Clear and Vivid. That's just a great guy. And thank you, Frankie, for helping bring Alan to the airwaves. Appreciate that very much. Albert, I love you, man. You're my man, Al Gattulo. And Debbie, we love you. All right, let's talk about tomorrow. We got a lot going on in the weekend. I'm off to Los Angeles performing Saturday night in Beverly Hills with my daughter Olivia. So I'm going to tell you all about it when we come back. It's a Friday tomorrow. Look at you making through the week. Now, would you do me a big favor? Do me a big favor. And this is from Joe on the radio with all the love in my heart. First of all, thank you so much for listening. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless the United States of America. And make it a great day. You know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Pressure is mounting on Mount Vernon Mayor Richard Thomas to pay a fine. City's Board of Ethics slapped him with a $5,000 penalty in 2017 when he failed to make financial disclosures. Mayor Thomas has yet to pay the fine. Now the board is taking him to court. They're calling on the state Supreme Court to force him to pony up the $5,000. The mayor's office yet to comment on the issue. The state's Division of Fish and Wildlife battling illegal hunting with a robo-deer. The robotic stag, which appears to be an actual deer, has been deployed in South Jersey with the intention of attracting people hunting past legal hours. Whenever night hunters illuminate the fake animal or shoot at it, police who are watching nearby move to make busts. Officials say 7 people were charged while attempting to harvest the robo-deer over the 6-day firearm deer season. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.